Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
glory to God. Welcome, everyone, to the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Yes, I'm broadcasting live on Christmas Day because he's the reason for the season. But I'm going to keep it quick and short just for you. Glory to God. This is Sister Shelley, and this is the day we rejoice because our Lord and Savior was born this day. And it's the day we celebrate what his birthday meant to us. What his birthday meant, God gave a gift to the world. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." His birth meant salvation was brought into the world. Matthew 1:21-23 says, "He shall save his people from their sins." Glory to God. His birth meant the gift that keeps on giving. Ephesians 1:17 tells us, "Every good and perfect gift comes from above." And as we keep giving it, it's coming from above. Glory to God. His birth meant great joy would be brought to all people. Glory to God. Jesus was our gift from God, and a gift is defined as a present or item given to someone without the expectation of payment. So Jesus was a gift of love, a gift of salvation, a gift from above that we can share and re-gift all through the year with great joy and give without expectation of payment. Hallelujah. The title of today's message is, This is the Day We Say Happy Birthday, Jesus. Our Street Love Bible story can be found in the book of Luke, chapter 2, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 14, King James Version. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she would be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, Jesus, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. It's Christmas Day, and I'm acknowledging him by sending the word to the world right now. This is his birthday. This isn't my day. This is his day, and he deserves for us to take time to acknowledge him. I ask that you do the same today. So I know that Christmas Day was meant to be a day we honor the birth of Jesus with family gatherings, gift exchanges, and singing of carols. But for many, it's a day of regret, loss, grief, and loneliness who are hurting. Hoping that my sharing the story of Jesus' birth gave you some level of comfort. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your son Jesus as your gift of love. We make room for you today by saying, Happy birthday, Jesus. This is the day you came to save us from our sins. This is the day you fulfilled your word. This is the day we take great joy in honoring you today and every day. And as the angels gave praise that day, we say, Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward all men. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say, Amen. Family, I love you. And remember, street love begins with you.